Today is October the 21st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fertilizer prices making agricultural headlines as year over year, all the fertilizers are more expensive than they were a year ago. That, again, just adds insult to injury as we have low commodity prices, high input prices, and trying to make a plan for 2026. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, fertilizer prices making the news once again as the urea retail price has actually dropped, but anhydrous and DAP are both up significantly. Three fertilizers did see significant retail price moves, this time in opposite directions, though, during the second week of October. According to the DTN survey, once again, prices for half of the eight major fertilizers were up from a month ago. The other half were down. Now, three fertilizers did have sizable moves. That's considered anything greater than 5%. Two of those moved higher, with one moving lower. The two fertilizers that were significantly higher in price, DAP and anhydrous. Now, DAP was 7% more expensive compared to where it was a month ago. That with an average fertilizer price of $921 a ton. Anhydrous was 6% higher compared to last month with an average price of $814 a ton. Now, prices for two other fertilizers were slightly higher. MAP was in with an average price of $922 a ton, and UAN-28 was in at $419 a ton. Urea led the four fertilizers with lower prices last month. That nitrogen fertilizer was 5% less expensive compared to where it was the month prior. It came in at $601 a ton. Now, prices for the other three remaining primary fertilizers that were slightly lower: potash had an average price of $485 a ton, 1034-O came in at $666 a ton, and UAN-32 was $466 a ton. If we break this down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 65 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 50 cents a pound, UAN-28 was 75 cents a pound, and UAN-32 came in at 73 cents a pound. Now, unfortunately, we are still higher across the board for all fertilizers compared to where we were just 1 year ago. The last holdout in that was potash, which is now 8% higher. 1034-O is 13% more expensive than a year ago. MAP is up 15%, while anhydrous is 18% more expensive than last year at this time. Urea is 24% higher, and DAP is 25% more expensive. Both UAN-28 and UAN-32 are up 33% compared to where they were just looking back 1 year ago. Now, taking a look at the industry news in a University of Illinois Extension webinar titled Management Decisions for 2026, Extension Ag economists discussed the nutrient situation facing farmers in 2026. High fertilizer costs are a major consideration for growers as they prepare their nutrient plans for next year. One of the most basic ways to make sure nutrients are applied as needed is by conducting a soil test, said Gary Schnitke. He's with the University of Illinois, a professor in farm management. He said in most cases, farmers could limit phosphorus and potash applications based on those numbers. Research shows there is no yield advantage when the Bray soil test for phosphorus shows the soil already has a high level, he said. The same can also be said for potash. And there are also no yield advantages with soil tests at high levels, that being 360 to 400 pounds per acre of potash. Nick Paulson from the University of Illinois, he's a professor in farm management, said there are some application timing practices that can also help crop producers be more efficient. Fall application of nitrogen provides farmers with some flexibility, but also some risk of nitrogen loss, where spring applications, on the other hand, can reduce nutrient loss during busy field work, he said. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. For those who like robots and drones with artificial intelligence systems and tools such as sensors and cameras, similar study and commercial use is being applied for systems by farmers to help grow your food and other resources. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Time to bring in our expert for today.
Hello, and welcome to Fun with Flags.
No. The focus today is not on flags, but on artificial intelligence applied to agriculture. Things like
developing computer vision and AI platforms for researchers, breeders, and farmers.
USDA researcher Stephen Mirsky with us.
All right, you people ready to have some fun?
Now, don't mind that other guy. He's arrogant, unaware, and fictional. You, however, Stephen Mirsky, deal with real-world stuff, taking AI tech and mounting it on all sorts of hardware, like
a simple little robot that can drive through a field, or this electrical unicycle we call the Phenocycle that we built, or whether it's on a large-scale tractor with a spray rig.
But for the code writers and programmers out there, this is the part that should generate your interest.
We have a modular platform that has a single code base that can serve on a wide range of platforms for collecting imagery and other data, and then building intelligence around that imagery to be able to select in a breeding program, to be able to help researchers evaluate plant performance, and for farmers to do variable rate inputs on their farms.
So what exactly does this all mean? Well, with the camera and computer tech, the word is consistency.
It's the same camera system that can be used for a wide range of applications. And because it's a closed ecosystem as far as the technology, it can be mounted on any platform.
Like that little robot Mirsky was talking about earlier. Not so little. About 3 feet wide, nearly 5 foot tall, skeletal build, and sensors covering it all over. So what does this outfit pick up in terms of data and information a farmer can use for their crops?
You can be mapping the plants, mapping their performance, like how big are they under stress? What kind of stress are they experiencing? Water and drought stress? Is it nutrient stress? Or you could be quantifying, have you lost plants out there? Like, do you have less plants just because something died? And then you could also be using that to then deliver nutrients or deliver other types of management practices.
Mirsky adds, these innovations also focus on affordability and accessibility.
These are very low-cost technologies. We build all around low-cost solutions. So our camera systems are only like $300 to $400. All of these platforms are very accessible, and we're already deploying these with commercial custom applicators at scale across tens of thousands of acres. More and more farmers and researchers are already deploying this. We've got, I think, about 27 states across the country that are using this technology today.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.